Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And on occasion, I'll be joined by Nick Hansen, Doug Simcock, and Eric Thompson. On this podcast, we want to talk about how to create great work-life balance and epic customer service in the real estate industry. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with the Windermere Coaching or Ask a Windermere Coach podcast. And I am so excited today because I have somebody who's a mentor to me, who has changed my life, and is somebody that I highly respect. And I get the opportunity, I'm grateful to talk to Larry Kendall. Larry, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Michael, it's an honor to be with you. And thank you for the great work you do teaching Ninja.
Yeah, well, I thank you. And I'm actually, for the listeners, I'm actually here doing an installation today with my dear friend Doug Simcock in Chicago. But Larry was so gracious to give me some time to interview him. And Larry, I think the goal, you know, I want to talk about this, but you're official, you know, in the early 90s, you started Ninja. Tell me, what was the impetus for that happening? I know it had to do with the production of the company, of the group. What was going on there at that time?
Well, our real estate company in Colorado received national recognition as being the most productive company in America in terms of transactions per associate. We're averaging 43 transactions per associate. And we were invited to Dallas to receive an award. And I had people coming up to me asking, how do you get that level of production? And I said, well, I can show you. And that started talks here and there, but it culminated finally in Ninja selling as a course in 1994.
And since then, since 1994 to now, what's the number of real estate professionals that have gone through Ninja?
You know, that's a really good question. In the 90s, Ninja was taught primarily as a one-day course, actually a series of one-day courses for CRS credit. Walt Fry, who was a CRS instructor, kind of carried the ball with that for up through the early 2000s. And it wasn't until 2009 that we created the four-day Ninja installation course and been teaching that. We have been keeping track on the installation, and we now have over 80,000 Ninjas that have been through the four-day course.
That's amazing. Well, I know it was the path that Windermere chose to go down in 2010, and we were grateful that you actually committed to teaching, I think, about six of them for us in that year. And then that's how I kind of got into it, after you were done, they said, well, okay, who's going to pick up the ball here? And so, and it changed my life. And that's really the question that I have, Larry, for you is, you know, there's a lot of choices real estate agents today can take when it comes to education and, you know, learning how to build a real estate business. What do you think the unique part about Ninja is? Because, and we both know this, is that most people, when they report back after taking the installation and they're actually applying what we teach them, they're working the system, it doesn't just change their business, but I hear it changes their life. What's unique about Ninja that causes that?
Well, our mission at Ninja is to change your life. We pose as a real estate workshop. And there's a lot of real estate systems involved there. But the stated mission of Ninja is to help you increase your income per hour so you can have a life, with an emphasis on having a life. And I think the way we do that is, you know, we focus on three aspects: your mindset, your skill set, and your actions. The skill set and actions are pretty much real estate related, but the mindset part is life related. And it's interesting to me, I'm getting ready to start an installation tomorrow for 4 days. You're in one right now. I'm sure people come up to you. They come up to me after the first day and they say, wow, I wish my wife was here, or my partner, or yes, my adult children could take this. Could you create a course just for people outside of real estate? So there's a lot of life skills involved. And that's part of the goal of our course. And one of the things I think that makes it unique.
Well, and I think it's so critical too, because I always say the person you were when you walked in the door today is not going to be the person that walks out the store today. And the beauty of it is it's your choice. But I think so many people it opens their eyes, right? To all of a sudden they say, well, you mean I have a choice and what I can do tomorrow? It's like, yes, you absolutely have a choice. Yeah.
Take control.
Take control of how you run your mind. And what here, so with that, right? So we do the full day of mindset and then we roll into the skill set and the actions. What is it about the system that seems to be so successful? Because that really is where I think that then the agents start seeing those real big trends start to change in their business. Why do the systems work so well?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, they've been tried and true in the marketplace. You know, our real estate company was a laboratory for a lot of these systems, and we found out what worked and what didn't work and began to perfect it to the point that we were nationally recognized. Out of that, too, came from a guy named Howard Brenton, who had a company called Star Power. And what Howard did was he identified top producing realtors around the country, and he would interview them. And I was one of those that was interviewed. Interestingly, I was the first person he interviewed to become one of his quote stars that wasn't a top producing salesperson. I was a manager. And I said, Howard, why do you want me on there? And he says, because what I'm noticing is the top producers need systems and you have systems. You've created a system with Ninja Selling. I want to spread the word on that. That led me to being an instructor in his Star Power University. I traveled all over the United States with Howard, met some of the most amazing producers out there. What I learned from them was two things. Number one, I documented a lot of their systems that are incorporated in Ninja that work. And I also was able to identify those that only worked for them that weren't really teachable skills that would apply to everybody. Separating those out, I think, was important. The other thing that I noticed was a lot of them were making incredible incomes, but they had no life. Right. They were working, 24/7. They would wake up in the morning with their iPad in bed with them, and they would start on their email. And the reason the iPad was in bed with them is because that's what they were doing when they fell asleep.
When they fell asleep, right.
And I realized, can we take these incredible systems, sales systems, and then can we link that with a lifestyle that works where you can have this amazing income and at the same time, you know, work 40 hours a week or even less, not be working the 70, 80 hours that a lot of them were working. So that was really the perspective I had. And we now have ninjas that are doing that. You know, you interview many of them, you're coaching some of them. So, yeah, that's the goal.
Well, and I think, would you agree? I think a lot of it has to do with switching the mindset to finding a transaction to honing your relationships, because there's so much business that lives in those relationships. And that's really where our industry kind of falls down. Would you agree?
Totally. That's relationships is the key in Ninja. It's much easier and faster and more efficient to work with somebody who knows you, likes you, and trusts you than it is to chase strangers and to chase internet leads and to try to sort through all of that. It's if you build a relationship business, that's the first step to being a ninja. And that's the first step to really getting control over your time and your life. And, you know, when you have a relationship with somebody and they know you're valuable to them and they call you and say, you know, can you go, can we go look at houses tomorrow? And tomorrow is your daughter's birthday. You can say to them, you know, tomorrow's my daughter's birthday. Could we go maybe in the morning, or could we go the next day, or could we go today? And they will fit your schedule because you have that relationship with them. As we say, are you the on-demand realtor or the in-demand realtor?
Yes.
The on-demand realtor is the pop-up.
Pop-tart.
That's an internet lead. I'm a Pop-Tart. I'll go. Versus if you think about the other trusted advisors you have, whether it's your accountant, you know, if I want to meet with my accountant, he said, well, I can't meet today, but I can meet tomorrow. I would wait till tomorrow because he's that valuable to me.
Exactly.
You want to be the in-demand, valuable, trusted advisor and have those relationships, and you'll have greater control of your time. You'll have more fun. The transactions are easier to do because you don't have to build the relationship first. And And we know from the statistics, only 6% of the industry goes down that path. 94%, they're transaction driven, burn and churn. They'll do the transaction. They're on looking for the next lead. And we've seen the statistics on that. Ninjas are all about relationship and staying in touch.
I totally agree. It's interesting. And they dial it in. And so, and what they don't realize, well, they end up realizing is that when they work that way, they have way more time to enjoy their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And well, the other thing that they discover too, is that many times when they're having fun, when they're at the game, for example, with their friends are also their clients. And so, they're basically working when they're having fun.
And you talk about this, and then they live in that abundance world because those individuals are going to refer them at a minimum of what, 2 to 3 times a year, or if not 4 is what the study show.
The statistics show that every person knows 4 people who will move this year. Now, some of them know the same people, and if you're in the same circle of friends, and you're not going to have complete communication all the time, but you're going to have a substantial amount of your business is going to come from referrals from your relationships from your friends. Absolutely. And when you have that abundance mindset that there's plenty of business, I've got all the business I can handle and need, you tend not to be that pop-up realtor, yes, that on-demand. You don't have to.
Right. Yeah. You're coming from abundance, and you know that you're running your business like a business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So here's a big question that comes up a lot of times with Ninja is that, should I take it more than once? go ahead. I love that your response to this.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you take your car in for maintenance?
Yeah, just one time. Yeah.
And just drive it till it breaks.
Well, what's the other one you say? I took a shower. That's the other one.
I took a shower once too. You know, you just take a shower once, or do you just brush your teeth once?
Right, right.
You know, do you ever have to take continuing ed classes to continue your license? You know, Ninja is not an event and it's not a class. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of being in the world. And it's interesting. I know tomorrow I have 96 ninjas from 21 states. I've already looked through 25% of them have done a ninja in the past. So right. A quarter of the room, several of them have, you know, this is their fourth or fifth time. The top producing realtor with Realty Austin, that's a very high powered ninja company in Austin, has taken the installation every year. And I think she said she's on her 11th installation. And so why do they do that? Well, as they tell me, they're back for a tune-up.
Yes.
It's like you tune a car. You know, Ninja is a complete lifestyle, a complete system. There's always things that you can, that you forgot or that you can implement that you didn't implement the last time. We also keep it very relevant. You know, the market today is very different than it was 5 years ago. And so what we teach today is more relevant to the market today. So I think there's a lot of reasons they do it. When we could open up again for live training, kind of to go in the rehearsal studio to kind of get ready. I did an installation at our company, at the group. And it was interesting. Everybody in that room, except for 3 people, had been through an installation. There were a number of them who had been through 10. And yet they paid their money. They took out their 4 days. Why are they doing that? And it was all our top producers.
Right.
And they said, hallelujah, we can get back together in live training again. We're here for a tune-up.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, the other thing I would say, too, is that the agents that I know that take it multiple times. So, like, for example, Erin Hoppe, I think she's taken it 12 times. The other thing she says is that it's not a cost. It's a major investment because not only does she get a tune-up, but also when she's there, she's in a room for 4 days with other professional brokers like her, like-minded. Yes. She gets referral business. I mean, it pays for itself in spades because of her interaction she's having with other professional people in the room.
Well, you know, we teach this in Ninja, and we have the statistics to show it. Whenever you take a class with other realtors, get their names and load them into your database and stay in touch with them, set them up on your flow system, because not when you're a rookie, but if you've been in the business 5 or 10 years, you should be to the point that 20 to 25% of your business is, or of your income is referrals from realtors, either to realtors or from realtors. So we set a record in May. We keep track of as much as we can of people who set records. So we have the 100K club, the $100,000 club. That's 100,000 gross commission income in a month, mm-hmm. 200,000 in a month, 300,000 in a month. That was the highest we had. But in May, we had a ninja in Boulder, Colorado, break $500,000 of gross commission income in 1 month.
In 1 month. Wow.
507,000. Jen Egbert is her name. Now, what's interesting, I interviewed Jen, and 88,000 of that was referral fees from realtors.
From realtors.
Yeah. So yeah. Just what you're saying, you know, boy, she's a connector. And when she takes a ninja class or any class, meets everybody in the room, puts them in her flow system, stays in touch. That's the key. Well, so let me ask you, $88,000 in the month of May, was that an investment or an expense to send them your flow, your auto flow, you know?
Right. I'll take that return all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing return. So that's great. And then the other question I have is, so, you know, in Ninja, when they go through the ninjas through ninja selling, there's ninja coaching. When agents go through our Windermere ninjas, we have Windermere coaching. What do you see the value in coaching? After I've gone through a ninja, do you see people who have an impact to their business when they not only take the installation, but then they apply coaching to it?
Absolutely. You know, I think that Ninja is very, very simple, really. And it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. And, you know, the Ninja 9 are kind of the keys. If you do those, you'll be fine. What I find is some people need a little bit of extra help. One thing that will help you is if you document your activities using a Ninja planner or a Ninja scorecard, that's helpful. It's also helpful if you have a manager that can help you, or if you have an accountability partner, that's great. But even if you have those, or if you don't, what we know is this, it's helpful to have a coach. And no matter, what level you're at, you might say, well, I'm new, so I need a coach to kind of learn the system. And absolutely. But you know what? Top producers, it's interesting. Professional athletes have coaches.
Right.
And, Tiger Woods has a swing coach. I think it really does help. And what we notice is the people that are in coaching seem to accelerate higher faster than if they're on their own.
So yeah.
There are, there's an author by the name of Marshall Goldsmith, and I'm trying to remember the name of his book, but he was giving a talk, and then in the Q&A, somebody said, Marshall, is what you're teaching, does it really work? He says, well, we think it does. But he says, we're going to do a study to find out. And in his research, what he found was on most systems, about maybe 25% of the people are disciplined enough to do it.
Right.
On the Ninja selling system, it is so simple that I think most people are disciplined to do parts of it. I would say it probably jumps to 50 to 60%. But what he found was most people, about 75% of people, will do much, much better with a coach.
Yeah.
And
And I know I coach with the Robin Sharma Academy, and I just know that, I can't always see things in my world, and a coach gives me new perspective or enlightens me to an opportunity that maybe I didn't see. Yeah. Or brings a different perspective to the table that, is something that I haven't thought of. You know, my dad used to always say, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You know, so I think a lifestyle of being a learner is great. And it goes back to even what we teach in Ninja, which is by Carol S. Dweck, right? The growth mindset is that there's something to learn every single day, and, you know, and having a coach allows you to do that. So,
yes, absolutely. And that coach is an investment, not an expense.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You should do return on that.
You know, I for a while I had a personal trainer. I tried to go to the club, you know, on my own and with my own discipline. And I'm a pretty disciplined guy, but what I found was I was much more more disciplined. I got in much better shape once I had a personal trainer.
Right.
And
the accountability.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing. You don't want to disappoint them, right?
Right.
So my one other question, this comes up a lot. So, and we, I don't, right now we're seeing recruiting is at a really big high. We have a lot of new agents coming in, but I always get asked the question, you know, when's a good time to take Ninja? So if I'm brand new, is there a certain time? And also, what if I've been in the business for 15 years? Is it going to benefit me? I mean, you know, those are the kind of questions that we get. I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah, I think the general consensus with Ninja companies is try to get new people into a Ninja installation as soon as possible so that they understand the system and they can start working parts of the system. Some of it, they're going to be drinking from a fire hose. I mean, especially on the nuances on day 3 and 4 of working with sellers and working with buyers, because they haven't worked with a seller or a buyer
right
at that point. But clearly the mindset, getting their mindset right, which is day one. And number two, getting their database, getting their actions, getting their flow, getting their Ninja 9, getting all that in place, which is day two. Critical. You want to get that going as soon as humanly possible. And so I think it's really good for new people to start as early as they can into a Ninja installation and then probably come back a year later.
Right.
And do it again. Would be what I recommend. For those that have been in the business, as you said, 15 years, what about them? Well, what about them? You know, are they happy with their life? Are they happy with their business? You know, are they open to improvement? Is there a way that they can maybe maintain altitude and work fewer hours, or maybe even increase their income and work fewer hours? If they're interested in that, then I think Ninja's is a potential solution for them.
Yeah. In fact, we have somebody who's in the class today and she just said, you know, I'm on the verge of burnout. Says I can't keep moving at this pace. I've got to get some system, because she's a very reactionary real estate agent. And she's like, I need to learn to be on purpose.
Yeah. 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 Burnout is a big challenge for, you know, I think when you first start out, you mentioned, what about a rookie? What about a new person? Well, their big challenge is, how do I get started? How do I get ramped up? How do I get income? But once you have done that, then the challenge is, how do I do this and have a life?
Right.
Because it's easy. It can be addictive. You can wake up and realize, I've been working every day. And I've been neglecting my health. I've been neglecting my family. It's very easy to get into that, and it does cause burnout. There's research studies on this that a lot of top producers only last about 10 years in our business, and they burn out, they flame out, they can't keep it up. Part of that is they haven't developed a system. You know, they very early were successful in their first couple of years, and all they've done is just kind of repeat those years. You know, they don't really have 15 years in the business. They have 1 year 15 times.
Right. Yep.
And exactly. They haven't really installed the kind of systems that will help them build a smart business, a sustainable business.
Well, and I love that too, because I'll see people that'll go through Ninja and, you know, we give the warning. The warning is Ninja works. And the good news is Ninja works. The warning is Ninja works. Because then they come back and they say, oh my gosh, I had so much business. Now I've got it, like what you said, I've got to get a tune up. And maybe it's time for me to think about bringing on some help. And I love it when that happens, because then we see a whole nother level of success that takes off when they do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we show them how, at what point they need to hire an assistant or bring on a team member or whatever to do that. So
The last thing I want to just talk to you about, and this is something that at Windermere we really push, is, you know, ninjas will come through the program, and I always want to know, are they going back to a supportive environment in the office? And I know we do the manager sessions, you know, in the evenings when we do a Ninja installation, on how to have the managers become their coach. What's your opinion on that and that importance? If they're, are they taking a single track? Are they coming back to an office that's kind of scattered and there's four different programs that are running at the same time? Or is that manager and ownership really vested in this is the path, and they're also understanding how to support their agents?
Well, we really believe in helping build a supportive environment, a culture where Ninja is the sales platform that everybody's using, that the company is geared up to support. It also becomes part of the culture of the company. And that's why Ninja generally only works with companies. We'll go in and do an installation for a company. We're not big on going in and doing what I call single ticket sales,
right,
into a board of realtors somewhere where people will come in, they get wowed by Ninja, and then they go back to a non-supportive environment. We tend to focus on companies. The classes I do in Fort Collins are really the only open classes to speak of. We'll do a few a year for people that want to come. But generally, the ones who come are in a Ninja company. And I want to just say the very first really large company that really committed from the top down was Windermere. You know, we developed the Ninja installation in 2009. I was at a conference. I talked to OB Jacoby. I think it was in 2010. He says, "What are you doing that's working?" He says, "Will you come and teach my company?" I said, "I'd be happy to." I went to wherever he sent me for about 14 months teaching Ninja installation. And I think that out of that, then I trained you and your other instructors to be able to deliver it in-house. And Michael, you know the numbers, but I believe, I don't know how many thousands of ninjas there are at Windermere, but I know this, it is the largest concentration of ninjas in one company anywhere. And, you know, it's just been a wonderful, you know, so often a leader of an organization will get infatuated with something and stick with it for a year or two. You guys have been on this path for 10 years.
Yeah. And we've seen the benefits. Oh, the results have been amazing. And I would tell you, we're well over 4,000 agents through the installation. And, and this year, I mean, we're doing one in Seattle at the end of July, and it's full, and we're booked out. We're now booking into 2022. So it works. I mean, it absolutely, but going back to what you said, it's that we decided that's kind of the path we wanted to go down. And so it really seemed to, and buy into it, you know, the Jacoby family bought into it fully. So that was important.
Yeah. It's got to come from the top. And what tends to happen, as we mentioned earlier, the research shows that 94% of the realtors don't stay in touch after the transaction. They're very transaction oriented, move on to the next one. They don't have flow systems, auto flow systems. They don't have a platform to stay in touch and build relationships. Ninja provides that. But a lot of that is also the infrastructure that's provided by the company and the leadership and the management and the coaching and all the stuff that you bring to it. And so it's so much easier to be a ninja in a ninja company.
Yep, I would agree. And the last thing, so we have people that listen to this podcast that are not in real estate, but they might be thinking about buying or selling a home sometime. What's the benefit to them in hiring a ninja versus, you know, just anybody off the street?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Let me just give you an example. The goal of a ninja and why we exist, other than making money, everybody likes to make money and to get paid for what we do. And if we had enough value, we'll get paid. But the real reason we exist is to help people go from the life they have to the life they dream about. So if you are interviewing as a seller, two realtors to list your house, one of them, the typical realtor, and I'll ask this in a class, I say, when you go on a listing appointment, what's your goal? And I'll hear, well, to get the listing.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you're a ninja realtor, what's your goal? Well, my goal is to help this person get to the next chapter of their lives, to get from the life they have to the life they dream about. Well, that's a whole different energy that you're bringing to the relationship when you're there. You know, the first isn't really a relationship. It's to get something.
Right.
You're going there to get. Whereas as the ninja relationship, you're going there to give.
I love that.
How can I give service? How can I help these people get from the life they have to the life they dream about. That's the ninja approach to it. And that's why you would want, I would want to list my house, for example, with a ninja.
Well, and I also think it's they're committed to professionalism. So I think there's a different level of skill sets they bring to the table, a different level of negotiating skills. I mean, it's just, it's an understanding and a wherewithal of being, you know, I always say, you know, you, if you're going to hire a surgeon, you want somebody who is, that does this for a full-time job in their profession, or do you want somebody who, you know, 75% of the time is doing a, some other job. And so that's a big piece to it, right? Is that level of professionalism and consistency?
Well, absolutely. And the last numbers I saw was that last year, 45% of the realtors in the United States did not do one single transaction. The average number of transactions was somewhere around three or four per associate. You know, ninjas are, you know, most of the people I know that are in ninja are doing one or two a month as a minimum.
Right.
In their transactions. So like you say, if you're going to go to a doctor, to a surgeon, do you want somebody that hasn't done a transaction in a year? Or do you want somebody that's doing one every month or every week?
Right. Exactly. Well, for the people listening, I know that in 2017, your book came out, Ninja Selling, which is, I would say it's second to, right, actually taking an installation. But if you wanted to get an idea of what it's about, that's a great inroad to it. And it's also in Audible now too, I believe, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's available both hard copy and Audible. For those that are maybe thinking about real estate or maybe new to real estate, it's interesting. Last year, Inman News surveyed their followers on their Facebook page and asked, they had 148,000 followers, what book they would recommend. What was the top 10 books for somebody in real estate? And fortunately, Ninja Selling was selected as the number one book.
I saw that piece that came out, and I will tell you, I can't tell you how many people that I talk to that have that book, and it's not a read once and put on the shelf. It's a buy it, and then I'm getting ready to go on a listing consultation. Let's read Appendix E, and I'm getting ready to go on a buyer consultation. Let's read Appendix A, right? I mean, they're using it as kind of like a how-to guide.
That's how the book was put together, was with that intention. And so I feel very fortunate that it's been well received.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think it's great. And so for people listening who maybe have not taken an installation, I know that if you want to know more about taking installations, you can go to ninjaselling.com and there's opportunities there. If you're listening and you're with Windermere, we're booking installations now throughout 2021 on our internal site and then into 2022. Larry, anything for the good of the order you want to leave a message with the listeners that you want to, any final thoughts?
Well, my only final thought is a thought of gratitude to you and to Doug for carrying the Ninja message there. You're in Chicago right now, carrying the message, carrying the word. You know, our goal is to change lives, change careers, and hopefully change the sales industry for the better. So you're doing that. You're carrying that message. We appreciate you.
Well, and I'll just say grateful to you because my life has changed because of Ninja and, my why kind of doing this is to see how we can impact other people's lives. You know, I think it's really rewarding, if you will.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the great work that you're doing. And thanks for inviting me on your program.
I appreciate it. Well, everybody listening, hey, thank you so much. If you like what we're doing, please feel free to share it. Again, this is the Ask Windermere Coach. And Larry, thank you so much for taking time today. I really appreciate it.
It's my honor.
All right, everybody. Hey, we always end our podcast with make it a great day, be awesome, and help somebody. We'll talk to you later.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you found it useful or helpful, please feel free to share it and also give us a rating. Also, if you think that Windermere Coaching might be right for you, please feel free to just look us up at WindermereCoaching.com. And we'll end by saying this: be awesome and help someone. Make it a great day.